This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Liz Lemon.
Welcome to Good Neighbor Podcast. Are you in need of some brewing needs? Surprisingly, might be closer than you think. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing your neighbor, Rachel Rosenblum with Seven Railroads Brewing Company. How are you doing today, Rachel?
Good. How are you?
Great. Thank you. We're excited to learn all about you and your business. So tell us about it.
So we are a brewery and tap room located in Palmer on Park Street, right on Route 20, right outside the center of town, easy access off the pike. And we just opened up.
How did you get into the business?
So my husband and I have been homebrewing for about 12, 13, 14, I don't even know, years together. And it was always something that we really enjoyed doing. I worked for a beverage distributor for a while, got into the industry that way. And then for the past 7 years, I've been professionally brewing at Fort Hill in East Hampton. But about 2 years ago, my husband and I finally decided to start seriously considering starting down this path, and first approached the town hall, the planning board, in November of 2021 to begin the process and tell them that we wanted to open a brewery in town. And here we are now. We just had our grand opening last weekend, and it's really exciting.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What are the myths and misconceptions in the brewing industry?
I guess maybe how long it takes to make beer sometimes. A lot of people don't really realize that, you know, as a brewer, you're not actually making the beer. You're making what's called wort, W-O-R-T, which is basically just the food that then you add yeast, and then the yeast take either a week or a month or a couple of months to turn that into beer. So you can't just go in the back and make more beer and then serve it later that day. It takes at least 2 weeks, sometimes a couple of months, depending on the beer, to, from start to finish.
Outside of work, what do you do for fun?
Right now, not a lot. Every second is work right now. I do like to go disc golfing. There's a lot of great disc golf places in the area. I like to go hiking with my dog. I like to visit other breweries when... Now that we're all open at the same time, not as much, but, and I like to go to music festivals and concerts.
Let's change gears for a moment. Can you describe one hardship or life challenges that you rose above and can now say because of it, you're better and stronger? What comes to mind?
As far as for this goes, or just in general from my personal life?
As far as this goes, your business.
A lot of it was, there was just so much waiting. So it taught me a lot of patience and accepting the things that I cannot change. The process was slow for a lot of things, and there wasn't really anything we could do to move it along. So it was just understanding and knowing that it's happening. There's nothing you can do. Just wait. It'll happen eventually. And just look at what's already been done and be proud of what's already been accomplished instead of being upset about what you can't get done right this second.
What is the one thing you wish our listeners knew about the Seven Railroads Brewing Company?
We want to specialize in like classic beers. We don't want to do anything like crazy. No like over the top, tons of adjunct added beers, just kind of classic brews. We want to focus a lot on English style ales. We have an actual beer engine to do cask beer on. We want to bring cask beer back to the brewing industry and have that be popular again. Things like that. You know, just normal, delicious, classic beer.
How can our listeners learn more about Seven Railroads Brewing Company?
So we have a website, www.sevenrailroads.beer. And then we're also on Facebook and Instagram at Seven Railroads. The seven is spelled out. We post, now that we're open, we'll be posting lots of updates on our Instagram and Facebook. And also our tap room is open. You can come in and enjoy a beer Thursday through Sunday. We may or may not be adding a Monday or a Wednesday in the future, but for now, Thursday through Sunday is where you can come in and have a beer.
Great. Well, Rachel, I really appreciate you being on the show and wish you and your business the best moving forward.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnppalmer.com. That's gnppalmer.com. Or call 413-414-5940.